Blog Talk Radio.
Honesty and love, honesty and day. That can see the truth in your sweet young tonight. How it's different. Oh, I understand. Went off to a new day, forget the past, and understand my feelings. You and me, wish for the better, hope for the best, and that is
welcome, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and thank you for joining me. You're just listening to Kev Rowe, and you can find Kev's music at www.kevrowebandcamp.com. That's Kev Rowe Bandcamp.com. Kev's a fabulous musician, singer, songwriter, guitarist who is out of New York, and I just love his stuff. It just seems so appropriate for my work and what I do. So I want to say thank you to Kev for writing such great stuff and putting it out there for us to enjoy. So please support Kev if you feel so inclined. At least check out his music. I think you'll really, really like it. And that song today kind of leads into our topic today, which is cord cutting. Trying to think how honesty goes along with that. And when we look at our lives honestly, and we look at the people around us who are currently in our lives, or people who have previously been in our lives, it's important to ask ourselves, is there still some sort of emotional attachment, particularly to people who are in your past? And especially if those people in your past, the relationships either weren't so great or they ended unwell, those sort of things. It's really important to cut the energetic cord with those people. Now, that being said, before we get too far into this, last week I didn't go too much into the astrology of the week, and this week I just want to cover a little bit more than I did last week, because it's such a really interesting week. We have crazy, crazy planets in Gemini right now, and Gemini, you know, is the twin, which can signal emotional ups and downs, going back and forth. Gemini has some really great qualities. It can also bring a lot of, it can bring a darkness with it as well. That being said, right now is a time to look at how you personally survive in the world. And now it's time to take that survival into your community. So this is the time to open up, be a more global human sort of thing, and to also be sure that in your life, in your daily practice, in your daily interacting with people, that you are in integrity. This is a really, really important time to be in integrity. It's important and necessary at this time to speak your truth. So if there are conversations that you've been putting off that you really need to have, this is the time to come into clarity with those conversations. Do it with love, but do it from a place of honesty and integrity, because we have the Black Moon Lilith right now shining, and she is the feminine aspect of ourselves. She is also a shadow character. So she can bring out lies and self-deception. So don't self-deceive yourself. Be sure that before you have a conversation with somebody, especially if it's a subject that's uncomfortable, be sure that you are in your truth and you are speaking and acting of integrity, because Lilith can bring the shadow out, and you know, it can really have an effect on how you how it comes across to the other person. So we have excess Gemini right now. We have three planets moving into Gemini this week. And I believe we have five planets total in and out. And with Jupiter going in there, it's like trying to juggle 10 balls at once. I don't know about you, but I've tried to juggle two or three balls, and it's pretty tricky. So there's going to be a lot of unpredictedness over the next several days and into next week. There'll be lots of information coming at you from multimedia sources and so forth. So if you can, try to filter some of that. You know, don't take on too much media glutton, I say. You know, I'm tend to stay away from media as much as possible. Of course, I have to be on social media to interact with you guys out there, all my peeps who I love. But I do avoid things like the news, and I try to avoid negative media at as much as possible. So there's lots of information coming at us, and now is a good time to really have balance between your head and your heart. This is going to be a time to make really good emotional connections, and to be sure that you don't get lost in your old story, that old record that's been playing around and around, you know. And, you know, often those records are negative records, lack of abundance, lack of good relationships, all those sort of things. So now is the time to stay grounded, not to get lost in your story. It's a great time to rewrite your story. You know, this moon brings us back to the seeds that we sowed 3 weeks ago. It's all about money, and it's about your survival. So what were you doing 3 weeks ago? I know I myself was, I was packing things and putting things in storage 3 weeks ago, preparing for a move. And so I'm still in that process, but that's what I was doing 3 weeks ago. It was kind of hectic here. What were you doing 3 weeks ago? So take this time to take a look at your feelings, further open up, allow the energy of these great times to come in through your crown chakra, and really get connected with through your head and your heart. So for the next week, slow down, calm down, feel your way with your heart, and I'm going to give you a mantra, and this is from Pele Report. As my mind is as fast as lightning, I know it needs my guidance. To get it from the start, it is here to serve my heart. So I'm going to leave you with that on our astrological corner for this week. And again, so stay in your heart, stay connected to your heart and your head this week. And if you feel things are going fast, just slow down, take a deep breath, get grounded, go out and touch the earth, hug a tree, whatever it takes for you to get grounded. You can even eat a piece of chocolate, really good cacao chocolate, not, you know, the kind of candy bars you buy in the supermarket. And, you know, don't eat the whole thing, but have a good piece of chocolate. That always helps to get you grounded. So let's go back on to the cord cutting. Most of us have a simple understanding of how electricity works. You know, we know for example, we have a coffee pot or a toaster, and it has a plug. And for most of us here in the United States and in Canada, if you're listening, that's our listening area today. So most of you who are listening today or even down the road, because this is live and evergreen, doesn't matter if you're listening today or 2 years from now, most of us have electricity in our homes now. Unless you live in a really, really, really rural area, and you're probably not listening to the show today if that's the case. So now imagine we know that that outlet in our walls, when we plug the toaster or the coffee pot into it and turn the button on, that now the electricity that has been waiting patiently in that plug is now going to run through the toaster or coffee pot. And we're going to get a nice cup of coffee or a nice piece of toast for breakfast as the finished product of that electricity coming through the circuitry to our appliances. Now, that sort of is how the human field works, the energetic field, where when you plug in to another person, another human or another animal, and by plugging in, I mean that you are connected with them. And it can be as simple as a conversation on the phone with a customer service associate from some department store, so we'll say, use this for example. And I have an acquaintance who very often has disputes on her credit card bills or at restaurants or with department stores and so forth. And it's actually quite embarrassing if you're out with her. And I've actually stopped going out with this acquaintance because, nothing ever is right. And, you know, that being said, in all fairness, sometimes a meal is just not good and you do want to send it back. But this happens every single time this individual goes out. And again, there's always some complaint or dispute on her credit cards or that sort of thing. So she gets into these heated conversations or arguments with the customer service people. Now, she's created an energetic connection to that person. And in this particular case, it's not a very positive one. So, and I'm using this sort of example as an to show you, especially when it's not a positive connection, these are the cords that you want to cut. And also I'm using this example because it doesn't have to be someone who you've had an intimate relationship with or someone that it's been a long-term relationship with. It can be, as brief as a conversation with a customer service representative. Okay, so now, that being said, of course, it's even more important when you've had more intimate relationships with people to cut the cords with them after the relationship has ended, particularly. So there are a couple of ways I like to do this, and you may find that one way resonates more with you or works better for you in your mind. So whichever way you feel more comfortable with or fits right, feels right for you, is what I suggest that you use. So now this is going to, again, we're going to use the plug example, because this is one that I particularly like, and it's not one that a lot of people use, but I just find it to be so interesting, and because visually it's so effective for me. Now, most of you have or have had or have seen a vacuum cleaner that has the retractable cord. You know, this cord is stored in the body, and you pull the cord out to plug it in to use the vacuum. And then when you're finished, you unplug the cord and you give it a little tug and it goes back into the body of the vacuum cleaner. So now visualize that the body of the vacuum cleaner represents you, and you have a second vacuum cleaner that also represents the individual whom you would like to cut cords with. Now, rather than plugging the plug into the socket in the wall, you're going to take your plug and plug it into the other person. And they're going to take their plug and plug it into you. Ooh, kind of ouchy. I can, you know, the visualization of it, it feels ouchy. And again, this is because this is somebody from your past whom, you know, you would like to clear from your energy field. Now, you're going to visualize taking your cord back, pulling it out from the other person, and retracting all of your power and your energy and any little bits that you have given to this person through the relationship. You're going to reclaim and recoil all the parts back to you. And as you're doing this, at the same time, you're going to unplug the other person's vacuum plug, and you're going to send it lovingly back to them. And with it, you're going to bless it, and you are going to give back to them all of their energy, all of their little bits that they have left with you. Just take a moment and take a nice deep breath with that. Can you feel the energetic shift when you lovingly returned all the parts and bits to the other person, to them, and you recalled all of your parts and bits and energy to yourself? This is also a technique that you can use for soul retrieval as well. You can calling back all the parts of yourself that you've lost over the years. You know, I've done a lot of workshops with Colette Baron-Reed. I've attended, and I've also mentored under Colette, or Colette has been my mentor for a number of years now. And one of her techniques that she uses is you have a bone collector, and the bone collector collects all the parts of you that you have left or lost over the years with other people, and she keeps them safe. And when you're ready to recall those lost parts of you, she's there to allow you to give you back the bones for you to retrieve them. So if you're interested in that kind of work, I suggest that you look at Colette's The Map. It's a great book. She has a lot of information on her website or videos. You can check that out. So I find that to be very helpful as well. But for the cord cutting, you know, the vacuum cleaner is more effective. Another technique that you can use, if you can't quite get into the vacuum cleaner and the cords and allowing the cords to retract, you can call on a guardian angel. You can also call on, if you believe in archangels, as I do, Archangel Michael, and it doesn't matter, you know, what religious belief you have or anything. The angels and the archangels don't have any religion, so you can call on them no matter what your religious beliefs or understandings are. So Michael the archangel is a great warrior, and Michael's fabulous to use for cord cutting. And he loves to be called upon, as all the angels do, for assistance. And when you use this technique, you don't necessarily have to have any particular person in mind when you're using this technique. As with the vacuum cleaner cords, you know, I do recommend that you visualize and face a certain person who you want to collect your things back from and give them their own things back too. So with Michael, and I like to do this in the bathtub when I'm taking a salt bath. I soak in a Himalayan salt bath every day. So if you have access to a bathtub, you know, I really highly recommend that, especially if you are an empath or you are intuitive. Salt baths are really, really important to clear all the psychic lint that we collect up, you know, during the day as highly sensitive people. So then I'll talk a little bit more about the salt bath and how you can get the good quality salt bath later on. So now with Michael, and I'm in my salt bath, sorry for the visual if anybody's offended. But anyway, so imagine that you're in your salt bath and call upon Archangel Michael to come with his mighty sword. And you'll feel and you'll know when he's in the room because he's a very powerful presence. Though you may or may not see him in your mind's eye, but you will feel his presence. And you ask Archangel Michael to take his mighty sword and to cut all cords from your etheric, all the layers of your aura, all seven layers of your auric field and in your energy body. And just relax while you're doing this. Let Archangel Michael do the work of cutting all the cords. And when you feel that this is complete, you're going to thank Michael, and then you're going to ask him to take his mighty flaming sword and seal all holes and cracks in your aura. Now, this is an important part of this ritual because, as you can imagine, if you have, let's say, if you have a blood, you know, something attached to you, for example, you know, most of us are familiar with ticks, and many of us have had a tick on us before. So if you had a tick on you and you pulled it off, it leaves a hole. Sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't. So, but now imagine that all the cords that you have had connected to your layers of your chakras, your auric layers, your etherical body and your energy fields and so forth, have now, you've pulled them out and they've left these little holes in your field. Now, it's wise to be sure that you seal any holes or cracks or damage in your auric field so that you're not vulnerable to negativity or psychic attacks and that sort of thing. So this is an important step. Do not leave this step out when you are using the cord cutting technique and having Michael remove the cords, cut the cords with his sword. And you can also ask that your aura be sealed when you do the vacuum cleaner technique as well. Though, for me, because an outlet is sort of a whole thing by itself, I don't know, in my mind, I don't feel it's necessary when you're using the vacuum cleaner technique, although, you know, you please do what you feel is right for you. And it's always a good thing to do, and it never will hurt if you do seal your aura field anyway. So we have about 6 minutes left here, and I just want to let you know how to find me. And you can reach me through my website at www.cynthiafontaine.com. That's C-Y-N. CynthiaFontaine. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. And you can find me on Facebook. Now, my Facebook is really long, but I'm going to give it to you. It's facebook.com/pages/intuitive-medium-psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. Now, if that isn't a mouthful, I don't know what is. If you have trouble finding my Facebook page, then you can get and contact me through my personal page, and that is cynthiafontaine.142. And from there, you can find my intuitive page. If you do find me on my personal page, you know, I just want to let you know that most of the action happens on my intuitive page. Very little happens on my personal page. I'm not one of those, people who are on Facebook every minute of the day saying, oh, I've gone to get coffee or whatever. So most of the action is going on my intuitive page. And oftentimes on my intuitive page, I'll pop in and do some fun things. Like, for example, this week, I put a question out and asked people what if they could figure out what I was currently studying for. And it was a lot of fun. It was really great. And people were so close with their guesses. And Margaret Mulhall Healy from, let's see, Margaret is in Ireland. And let's see, where is she in Ireland? She's in Wicklow, Ireland. So Margaret, she was the closest, and it was a really tough one because what I'm studying for is a little bit unusual. It is a doctor of homeopathy. However, it's a little bit of a twist. It is using essential oils. And as many of you know, I have been using essential oils for many years, and I launched my line of all-natural body products in April with all the research that I have been doing over the years. And that was brought on by learning about the chemicals and the toxins and cancer-causing agents that are in the things that we put on our bodies every day. So if you'd like to check out some of my products, you can find them at www.alchemyoftheearth.com. So that brings us back to the Himalayan bath salts. A couple of things that are really, really important when you are buying bath salts or sea salts or that sort of thing. I like the Himalayan bath salts particularly because they have 84 minerals in them that are the same 84 minerals that we have in our body. And anything that's absorbed through our skin directly goes into our bloodstream. And we tend to be so minerally deficient now that this is a good way to help to replenish some of those minerals. As opposed to the Dead Sea Salt where, it's a nice product, but I just am not as comfortable with that. I just think that the Himalayan is a purer product. That being said, you have to be careful when buying these any kinds of products to make sure that they are not treated with radiation or bleached. Very often, and you will not likely find this information on the supplier's website or on the product themselves, but very often these products are treated with radiation and or bleached. So it's important to find that out before you put your body into this bath of salt. Okay. Now, I do have products on my website, and the Himalayan salts that I use are not ever radiated, and they are not treated by bleach. They are completely pure and unaltered whatsoever. And so check it out. I don't want to talk too much about the products because that's not what the call is about today. So anyway, if you have any questions or concerns about cord cutting, if you're not sure if you're doing it correctly, you know, feel free to message me on Facebook. You can email me, though I really get hundreds of emails a day, and sometimes I miss an email, especially if it goes into my junk box. I do look at them 3 or 4 times a day minimum, but I do sometimes miss an email. But if you would like to email me, my email is just my name, Cynthia Fontaine at live, L-I-V-E, .com, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. But really, it's best to send me a message directly on Facebook because I am more likely to see that and I won't miss that at all. So I hope that today was helpful. I really am looking to get up to an hour show. And I may be going on to another radio station who already has the hour slot set up, but I will still be on Blog Talk. I will keep you posted on that. So with that, I want to say I love you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a fabulous weekend and take excellent care.
Honesty and love, honesty and respect. I can see the truth in your sweet awesome neck. I understand. Oh, I understand. We're off to a new